USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. In New Brunswick, two police officers are among four killed in a shooting in a Canadian provincial capital. Fredericton Police Chief Leanne Fitch.
This is the worst moment for any chief of police and any police agency to have to deliver this news. It's been a very difficult day for our officers and residents of our fine city as we come to terms with the violent deaths of four of our people in our city, two of which are officers.
The two officers were responding to a report of gunshots when they came upon two bodies. The officers were killed as they approached the victims. The 48-year-old suspect was taken to a hospital for undisclosed injuries. The Pentagon confirms Iran fired an anti-ship missile during last week's military exercises, its first missile test of the year. U.S. officials say the missile test isn't a surprise. It was part of a large Iranian naval exercise in the Strait of Hormuz. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A jury in San Francisco has awarded 37-year-old Dwayne Lee Johnson $250 million. Johnson claimed the pesticide company Monsanto's Roundup Pro and Ranger Pro products didn't provide sufficient warning about the adverse health risks. Johnson is suffering from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. The judge is Suzanne Ramos-Balanis.
Was the lack of sufficient warnings a substantial factor in causing harm to Mr. Johnson? Answer, yes.
Johnson was the first of hundreds of cancer patients to take the company to court over its popular weed killer. Andrew Miller did not take the stand before a grand jury in the special counsel's Russia investigation Friday, so Miller, an associate of former Trump campaign advisor Roger Stone, was held in contempt of court. Paul Kaminark told the news media that special counsel Robert Mueller's appointment is unconstitutional and says it was the U.S. Senate that should have appointed him, not Deputy Attorney General. Kaminark says Mr. Mueller got in through the back door.
If U.S. attorneys have to be approved, the United States Senate, so too should Mr. Mueller.
This is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
President Trump fires back at the latest NFL player protest during the national anthem. More from USA's Chris Barnes.
The president made it clear last year where he stood on the issue.
They should stand. You have to stand.
Now, after more than a dozen players knelt or raised their fists before Thursday night's first preseason games, the president tweets on Friday morning, the NFL players are at it again, taking a knee when they should be standing proudly for our national anthem. He added, find another way to protest. Stand proudly for your anthem or be suspended without pay. The NFL and the Players Association still negotiating a permanent policy when it comes to conduct during the anthem.
Trump tweeted that most NFL players who kneel are unable to define what they're demonstrating against. Area leaders of faith gathered Friday to address the white nationalist Unite the Right rally this weekend in D.C. Rajwan Singh of the Sikh community says diversity strengthens America.
We want to make sure that our children, whether it's the Sikh children or Jewish, Hindu, Muslims, that their future is strong and secure, and they are embraced and loved by all of us.
California Democratic Senator Kamala Harris visited an evacuation center where residents impacted by the Mendocino Complex fire are taking refuge. After her visit, Harris expressed frustration in the difficulties associated with obtaining federal funds.
Fires are not considered a natural disaster for the purposes of FEMA, even though we Californians know that they are very much a natural disaster.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.